Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Ruthie C. This half hour is presented by Gulf Coast Air Care, who is responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C. speaking this morning with Mr. Todd St. Ors of Gulf Coast Air Care. Good morning.
Good morning, Ruthie. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you this morning?
I am so good.
So excited for Thanksgiving coming up and happy to have you here live and in person. We're just saying how great it is to still be able to see people from, you know, from a distance and safely, of course. But
Through the plexiglass.
That's right. We're nothing if not safe here.
Yes, it.
But very happy to be speaking with you. And I love that the timing of our show works out so well following Lisa Murphy. It's like the 1-2 punch
hand
of air care. Yes, I love it.
Got that indoor air quality hour going on here this morning, huh?
That's right. And like, what a great place to have these conversations. I feel like every time I talk to both of y'all, I learn a little bit more and add a little more to my to-do list. I'm not going to lie, but I like it that way.
Well, remember, if you don't have a good air filter,
you are one.
That's right. That's so change it. Your air filter, people. It's that time of year where, you know, I got up today and looked at, I have a fancy thermostat at my house, old house, DeHue, blah, blah, you know, all this stuff. But I always walk over there and see what the outdoor temperature is. And I'm like, wow, 75 already. You know, and I live in Gulf Breeze. I'm driving the loop around, you know, the Avalon parking lot I have to navigate on occasion. Anyway, so, but yeah, so it's probably an air conditioning day today. So we will get a little help in our indoor comfort and our indoor air quality from the air conditioners. But when they don't run, you know, you're just at the mercy of what you got going on at the house. So, you know, what's the insulation like? What's the building envelope like? What's the duct system like? Has it been cleaned? Is it leaky? Is it, you know, in need of attention from Gulf Coast Air Care? And I can tell you, if it is, you can call us at 850-934-2768. And we were on a compressed week this week because we were trying to get a bunch of stuff done on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And then we're going to, you know, extend our week Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We're going to be off because we've been hitting it hard with the Hurricane Sally stuff. And everybody had damage and remediation. Our part of that fix, our part of those repairs comes at the end. So you get the roof done, you get all the repairs done, you let the dust settle, and then you clean the duct system, you clean the HVAC system, and you put those tweaks so you get that. What were we just talking about?
The comfort equation.
The comfort equation. We want that in balance there. So, and there's a lot of moving parts usually in a comfort equation. Maybe we should explain that. So when you make changes to the indoor environment through air conditioning, through airflow, you put more air into one room, you do better humidity control, you better do better dust control. Some of those things, it's helpful to have a professional help you prioritize those things. If you change 9 things at once and something happens, you don't know what happened oftentimes, what did it.
Right.
Or what fixed it.
Right.
Like, you know, so should I have spent $29,000 on this?
Ooh.
No. You should have done one thing at a time, you know, in a prioritized fashion. And then, you know, maybe a smaller process would have fixed it. And, you know, that's an extreme example. But I've seen that happen before where you change all kinds of features or parameters in the house, in the comfort system, you don't know what you're going to get on the in the comfort equation on the outside.
Way too many unknown variables in that equation.
That's it. That's, you know, the previous host, Wendy and Bridget, are like, are you Italian? Because I always talk with my hands. I'm doing this. You know, it's like a balancing act where you want to get in balance. And when you change 2 or 3 things, I mean, I've seen comfort and mold issues and, you know, health issues go out of whack just by a couple little minor things that you were like, really? That's what did it? Really? Like, you know, the size of the return opening where the filters are and the location of the thermostat. And, you know, like, you know, we got a new router put in and they had to go in the attic and somebody sat on one piece of duct or, you know, some duct got pulled loose or whatever, and you don't know that, and then all of a sudden, wow, it's you know, there's a drastic change One of the things we talk about, the December newsletter, brought it in for you. It's off the presses early this year, or this month.
Yeah.
And we talk about bigger is not better. And I think this is one of the most important articles. And I've used this article in several different iterations over the last, we've been doing the newsletter 8.5 years.
Almost 9 years. Yeah. Wow.
So I want to talk about bigger is not better. So if you're somebody who made it through the storm, made it through the summer, but you got a worn out air conditioner, so now might be the time to do, you know, of course, everybody, a lot of contractors are still fairly busy. I mean, we're slammed.
Yeah.
I want to do a shout out to my buddy Lloyd Matera. I know he's listening this morning. He's a general contractor. I just spoke with him. He's slammed, you know, and there's a lot of us that way. But the low season is usually a time to get a change out done or make changes, you know, because a lot of our work happens in the attic, and we like to do that in the winter and in the cooler months.
Oh, I don't blame you.
And it's less expensive for us to put a crew in your attic. You know, when our team goes in the attic, they're up there. You know, we want the right solution, the right outcome. So, but the whole point of all this low season is if you're thinking about doing an air change or an equipment change on your air conditioning system, I mean, good on you. That's an awesome thing to be thinking about. Plan ahead. You really don't want to have to make that rash, knee-jerk reaction decision on the hottest day of July. Mm. You got a barbecue and going on 4th of July with a bunch of people and the air conditioner lays down. Plan ahead. So, but the most important thing about planning ahead is that when you do a new air conditioning system, let's make sure that you understand the concept of bigger is not better. Because, and Lisa talked about this a little bit in the last half hour. In our climate down here, the more runtime we get out of the air conditioner, the more help that we get from the air conditioner on moisture removal. There's a thing called latent heat and sensible heat, which gets a little technical. One of them's moisture, one of them's temperature. And the air conditioner it's made to do temperature work. It's just, that's the way the air conditioner works. It does temperature work. So if you get a little longer runtime by having a smaller unit, you get better control of moisture and temperature. If you oversize the unit, I was at this guy's house the other day, an older veteran, you know, I want to say thank you to all the veterans still. I mean, November is still military month. Mm-hmm. I'm wearing my hat from the last squadron, which I flew with today. So, but I had this older veteran, and for no apparent reason, an air conditioning company upsized his unit by a ton. Didn't need it. You know, it was just, it was kind of a money grab, I felt like. Beautiful installation, great piece of equipment, but too big by, you know, and he lived there 28 years, and he said, I've never had all this black mold on the ceilings.
Uh-oh.
So he's got some duct leakage that was never apparent when the equipment was sized correctly. But now that he's got an oversized unit in there, and it's short cycling. So instead of running for 16, 17 minutes a cycle, maybe it runs for 8 or 9. And it just doesn't remove the moisture. And he's got a lot. It's super efficient. It's a great piece of equipment. But it's putting out so much more cold air. And like Lisa said, it's making things worse in the fact that now he's got a mold problem on all of his vents on the ceiling.
Oh, my goodness.
He didn't have a bath fan in the master, and we're going to fix that up for him. But so all that moisture that comes from the bathroom using showers and all, and you mentioned your hygrometer, you know, you're noticing. And everybody, you will see that after a shower, bath, or, you know, an evolution through the bathroom. And you always, always want to, when I brush my teeth, I turn the bath fan on. I have a little timer on mine, 10 minutes.
Oh,
and
okay.
You know, if I turn the water on, the bath fan comes on. So, and that helps the ventilation. That's the V side of HVAC. But the other thing that's happening is the air conditioner sized correctly for my house. So we get that total humidity control, and that equation's in perfect balance.
So that's so unfortunate that it sounds like you said, you know, maybe a money grab, someone upselling, trying
right.
to say, because I would think, you know, bigger is better. I'm going
right.
to have.
Well, it's the American way, right?
Right?
You know, I want the biggest truck that I can get rolling down the road, man. I want comfortably in command vehicle, you
that's
know?
That's right. And if, you know, if I can run, I would also think, oh, 7 or 8 minute runtime. That's shorter. That's better. You know, it's not on for as long. It's not loud. And now my house is colder faster, but
the wear and tear on the air conditioner comes from the on and off.
That's,
you know,
the
and
issue.
Getting up to speed, getting up to temperature. And so all the ductwork's in the attic is warm. We're talking about air conditioning season now, which, you know, today, if it gets up to upper 70s, the air is going to come on. You got all that hot air in the attic, and it's got to push that out into the house before it gets cool air cycling all the way through in a big circle. So, you know, these are the things that we talk about at Gulf Coast Air Care. And our focus primarily is on the duct, because the duct is out of sight, out of mind. And, you know, you really don't see what's going on. There's a lot of porous materials in the modern day duct system. You know, the old duct was metal with a liner on the inside. And, man, we open up some of those, and we see woolly, furry, ugly-looking, you know, bearskin rug. And I mean, just bad. And then we've had a lot of people with storm damage and water intrusion and wind-driven rain and all that sort of thing. So, you know, we're seeing some negative impact in a lot of the duct. And the air conditioner, if it's oversized, it works against trying to get that in balance or trying to take care of that moisture issue. So we do duct cleaning, we do duct coating, we do duct sealing, where the, you know, I mean, if you have a 2.5 ton system sized correctly, but a quarter or half a ton of it's leaking through an old leaky duct system, you know,
what good is that?
Two sides of the coin. So anyways, if we can help you prioritize or try and figure out what's going on at your house, call us at Gulf Coast Air Care, 934-2768. Our website is gulfcoastaircare.com. And, you know, before I come back next time, we will have hit our 27th anniversary in business on the Gulf Coast.
Oh, my goodness. And remind me the date. I know it's coming up.
December 10th.
December 10th.
Yeah, that's when we originally started. And people ask me, gosh, have you only been doing this for, you know, since you were 4 years old? And
of
I was
course.
Like, oh, yeah.
That's right. So I did this instead of kindergarten.
All this wisdom in this beard that's showing right here, this is not a Santa Claus ploy for, you know, because I don't think anybody's going to go sit on Santa's lap this year. However,
I don't think so.
This is all wisdom that's come from Gulf Coast Air Care.
That's right. That's right. So, hard earned.
Yeah, yeah. Hard earned.
So that made me think of a question, Todd, when you were talking about, you know, when you go in and you start making changes to your home and being able to. It made me think of like contact tracing with COVID. Everything's going on. Like, how do you know what caused this new outcome that you're seeing?
The power bill is a great contact trace.
That's like one of the, probably the biggest symptoms, I would guess, of something going amiss.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we had recently, in the last couple of months, we had solar panels installed on our roof, which they had to go up through the attic and, you know, they were going into the trusses and stuff, which during hurricane season was a really interesting process. But I'm wondering,
how did they do? All right.
They did okay. Yeah. The panel sat in our yard for a little while before they hadn't been installed.
Yet. Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah, so that was bad because a couple of them got cracked. But the company.
Oh, they weren't installed before the storm.
They weren't installed before the storm. Right. So now they look great. The city still has to come, like, actually flip the switch for the meter. So I'm very curious to see.
So the meter will go backwards. That's the key, right?
Yes. All this net metering is going to work. I'm excited about it. But they were, and our attic is tiny, so we're not storing things. We're not in and out of there. Is that something that in the work that they were doing up there, it might be worth taking a look?
Yeah, you know, I mean, whenever you have traffic in the attic, you know, because we see plumbers go up there with water pipes, electrician, you know, cable, and everybody with the smart technology in the homes now. You know, if you have a smart house, you probably got some Cat 5 wire. There's a lot more Bluetooth and wireless applications out there. But in some cases, you know, if somebody is not being careful, or if it, you know, if they're not honest about, I dinged up a something or whatever, you know, I had one recently that we got up there, and there's this square ductboard trunk line, and somebody put a heavy toolbox on it and just squished it into a trapezoid.
Oh no, it's not square anymore.
Yeah, it's not square anymore, and it, you know, it's still fairly tight, but it wasn't pushing the airflow efficiently, and we were able to tweak that and put a prop dealie in there, and a prop dealie, isn't that really high on
technical?
That
is the technical term.
We tweaked it, let's just say that. And so it wasn't an inexpensive fix, but it made a huge difference to that lady and her children. She had one child that was really had some sensitivities and some health issues, and she's like, man, I can't figure out what's going on. And, you know, we went and found a couple of small things, and then when we went in the attic, it's like, Oh, yeah. Well, this square trunk line that you used to have up here, it's now a trapezoid, and we wanted to make it back to square. So, you know, when we were talking about older duct and all, you know, we clean a lot of duct. There's some duct that's it's old round metal pipe. It's very durable because it's smooth on the inside. But the wrap in a lot of those houses is 40, 50, 60 years old.
Oh, wow.
So it's falling apart. So you, in some cases, you have to rewrap. Sometimes you just prioritize the leaks and do a kind of prioritized duct seal. And that makes a huge difference. But you got to have somebody that knows what they're looking for to get up there and put an eyeball on that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's some duct that you just can't clean. There is this flex. So flex duct is this shiny silver, it's like a slinky or a tube, you know. And if it's not shiny silver all the way down, if it's got any stripes in it, I mean, you can do a prairie dog gopher hole look up in your attic and kind of shine the light down there. If you don't see shiny silver foil on all the ductwork with this mastic or sealant at the joints and the seams, it's time to get a professional involved, because you've got some situation where, you know, with some minor tweaks and sometimes major tweaks, you can make a huge difference in how the house functions as shelter, as providing health and comfort. And, you know, I got a lot more people at home nowadays working from home. You know, we're still the pandemic thing. I mean, we're riding this roller coaster. And so your indoor environment is become more, much more critical. So if we can help you go, and you know, there's simple things you can do. Like, we'll show you where to put vinegar in the drain line and how to change the air filter and, you know, just how to keep up with minor stuff. And then, you know, we do the ultraviolet lighting, which eliminates that mold issue. So if you can't fit or you can't afford a dehue solution at this point, my next fallback is ultraviolet lighting on the evaporator coil, on the coil surface. So not up in the ductwork somewhere where you're trying to irradiate stuff on a flyby, but that coil is bathed in ultraviolet light. That makes a huge difference on, because the source of the mold, it's all moisture driven. It's hydroscopic. It loves moisture. And so if you put that super bright UV, the C-band UV light, that super intense sun ray on the coil, then you eliminate at least the growth that's getting on there until you can get the moisture problem under control. So if we can help you with any of those things, Gulf Coast Air Care, 850-934-2768. And our website is gulfcoastaircare.com.
And that UV light, I think we've talked about before, that's something you can add to your existing unit.
Absolutely.
Right? That's not like you have to change out your whole unit or anything.
And if you get a change out, you can move the fixture from the old unit to the new unit. You just, you know, reconfigure the new unit or move the light over. We like the 2-year bulb that is available out there now. You know, just it's affordable. It's good insurance against microbial growth. And I mean, you have places like Corpus Christi, Texas, New Orleans, Houston, and Pensacola. These are very, very humid climates. You know, I go to these meetings where, you know, I meet with guys that have companies like mine from all other parts of the country, and they just don't understand the whole, it's like, well, gosh, we have humidity for just, you know, a month or two. Like, well, yeah, in the summer.
Right.
We don't have four seasons. We have two seasons.
That's it.
Three seasons. And all seasons are humid.
They're all humid.
They're all humid seasons here on the coast. So if we can help you at all with any kind of prioritizing or, you know, and the newsletter is something that's a really powerful tool. We do it electronically, so we can send it via email. We do it in the snail mail in your mailbox. And it just gives you something to think about or something. You know, we don't want you to worry, but we want you to be aware of, like, oh, that's what's going on. So it's a connect the dots, you know, helping out, figuring out what's going on situation. And if you don't need us, fine, read the funny bone every month. When you do need us, you'll know who to call. You can call Gulf Coast Air Care at 934-2768.
Love it.
And Vanessa's at the office. If you'd like to get the newsletter, call her up, give us your either email information or your address, and we will, no obligation, no, you know, you're not required to do anything, but we want you to have this information, because for me, the 27 years that I've been doing this and the 9 years, it's an educational platform. I mean, we're just telling people, like, some people don't know I didn't realize I need to use that bath fan all the time. And I don't have one in my other bathroom. Where do I get one installed? So we want to help people, you know, just kind of understand the simplest things that can get you to clean, healthy, comfortable living. And, you know, I sound like I'm pushing the 12-step process now. There's 12-step indoor air quality process. First, you got to get a chip, and, you know, you got to get your ducts
That's
cleaned.
Right.
And then you got to go back to all your HVAC guys and, you know, confess your sins that they didn't do. Well, no, I'm sorry. Let's just abandon ship on this one.
But I am loving that, you know, you have this, like, the great deal. There's specials in here. And so I didn't realize, and of course I probably should have by now, but like you mentioned, that exhaust fan installation, that's something that can help with if you don't already have that set up. Do you see a lot of that? Like, I'm thinking older homes in our area, like historic homes that didn't have those things.
The building code used to say an operable window or a dedicated bath fan. Well, who opens the window when they take a shower? Nobody does that, you know. So now you have to have positive mechanical ventilation. It has to go out of the building envelope now with the current building code. But if your house was built in the 60s or 70s or 80s or 90s, early 90s, then you may or may not have that situation. The code you also used to say that the bath fan could terminate within 12 inches of the ridge vent in the attic. So let's take all that humid moisture and move it out of that beautiful suite. You know, you got one of those fancy showers with like nine heads on it. You get rained, you get blasted, you get all this. So you got all this moisture. And we've done a great job putting a bath fan, moving that air and that damp bulk moisture out. And then we dump it at the top of the attic near the ridge vent, and it sinks right back into the attic and works its way back into the house. So, I mean, so we fix a lot of bath fans that don't go out of the building envelope. So, and, you know, and these are kind of odd things. So on our December newsletter, I was just struggling with, so I did the greatest hits. So, I mean, some of the best, in the last couple of years, some of the best promos that we did, which is the UV light. Certainly it was Thanksgiving, so we're thinking about a grocery store gift card, you know. So if you want to go to Publix and, you know, grub up, then call us and we'd be happy to help you. And there's a discount for UV light, and the third one is a bath fan?
Yes, $100 off a bath fan install.
Man, I was feeling good that day.
That caught my eye. Yeah. Are you sure that's not a misprint?
So, and you know, either new or existing, because we see a lot of these builder grade bath fans that are supposed to pull 50 cubic foot per minute of air, so 50 basketballs worth of air, and we measure them and they pull 20 and they leak 30.
Oh.
So yeah, you're getting 50 there, but not the right way that you would think.
Not the right direction.
Yeah. So it just, you know, to kind of recap, you know, we're in this niche where, you know, I don't have nine crews out there needing to do 21 changeouts a week. We do solutions one at a time, permanently, on purpose, with purpose. You know, we work for the outcome of that one house and that one family and that one situation where it impacts somebody's life, you know, through comfort, health, or energy savings. And that's what we do at Gulf Coast Air Care. It's, you know, we're in a niche, you know, and if you can't fit into the niche, I'll be here when you do. And you can call us at 934-2768. Our website is gulfcoastaircare.com. If you need a second opinion, somebody told you some crazy thing like, oh, you know, we heard that we're supposed to do this. Like, you know, if you want a second opinion on that, there's no obligation to talk to me or any of my team. You know, I've got guys that have been with me 23 years, 15 years, 8-9 years. And, you know, and we got some young blood for those tight attic spaces like the one where you live.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're just happy to help out and jump in and try and get you on the pathway to, like, all right, what can I do that's affordable? And then what can I do to phase this in to make this house? I had a lady the other day. She goes, we're just going to sell this house. I don't want to put it. We're just going to sell this house.
Oh, my gosh.
And
scared
I
of it.
Talked her off the ledge. And, you know, so Gulf Coast Air Care, 850-934-2768, gulfcoastaircare.com.